feel like they should run up the steps for, you know, some kind of crowd being
folks. It's true. It's 22:01 and we have just left whatever suburban station in Munich the train stops at. Next stop is the Hauptbahnhof.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
Journey's end. Well, apart from a taxi ride.
Yes.
Yeah, hooray, really. Hooray. I mean, is there much more to say other than hooray?
Hooray.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but hooray.
Yeah, hooray. We finally made it. We did it in,
lots of hours.
Lots of hours. Well, technically, we left mine at what?
Yours. Half six.
Yeah, half six, quarter to seven. So, in that sense.
18 hours.
Is it 18 hours?
Just short of 17 and a half. Right. Okay, time check. We are stopping. They're stopping.
Well, indeed, stopping.
Still moving.
When do I get the feeling we have to walk all the
way up the track? I think you're probably right.
If you can go that way.
44.
There you go. You're right, Lee.
Let the queue go and then stand up. Then I can get the bags down without scaring anybody.
Yeah, well, that was fun.
I did rather say sort of. I assumed that they probably would have.
Like I said, I didn't see it. I just turned around. No.
Right. Well.
I might not know what line meant. I think anything said in that tone of voice, you probably have an idea.
Alright. Cool, everyone made a very quick exit there, didn't they? Do they know something that we don't? Yes, I was thinking about the same. Or they lock the train after 2 minutes and put it in the sidings. See, that's what could have happened.
Yeah, just like that, although not with control.
Indeed. Is that the guide thing for this train?
It is the guide thing for
A train. Oh, right. Oh, well, bring that with me. Right. Yeah, if you could have a proper search, grovel on the floor. I shall just move out the way a bit.
Right, and I'm back.
You got your bag? Yep. Sorry?
We can go straight down the platform.
Oh, well, that's what I was assuming, because it's a dead end.
Yes. Yes, there is that. There is a tunnel.
Yes.
I'm not breaking a wire. Where I think it was a bit like, get off now.
Get off my train, yeah. They are in a bit of a rush, aren't they? Right, well, here we are.
Right, I'm going to put this on.
Oh, have you not put it on? Okay.
No. I've got it around my wrist.
We're in Munich.
We are in Munich.
Hooray! And it is slightly chilly. Yeah, it's not freezing yet, but then we are in a station.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did. It's the train I want.
Okay.
Stay there. Stop moving.
I'm moving down.
Pain. Right, okay. Let's go and see if there are any taxis in this place. Gespeck. Gish back. What's that? Munich's back. Is it? Right, okay.
I only know that because it's a boat. Yeah,
because it's a what?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see. It's very deserted. We weren't that far from the front, really, were we? Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Right, see any signs for taxis? Left. Okay. Although I hear cars the other way as well. Okay.
Let me have a look.
You'd think there'd be signs, wouldn't you?
There are, but I can't.
Okay. Do you know what the word is for rank?
No, but taxi no. Is usually good enough.
Yes, I know, but you can't really say Volzint taxi, can you?
Volzint taxis.
No, taxis isn't the plural of taxi, is it?
Is
it?
Yeah. I think that's not what we mean. I think if they question our grammar, we'll look at them.
All right, well, we'll try and ask somebody then. Preferably somebody who doesn't look like a mad axe murderer or something.
Right, I'll bear that in mind. I see you on the station.
Oh, right, okay.
Down to left.
Yeah.
Hi again. Are you alright?
Yes.
Do you know whether there's a taxi rank?
Sorry?
A taxi rank. Taxis? The other end of the station, yeah.
Oh,
right. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye bye.
Right, yes, and they're all coming in now. Good. So if we go down the steps.
Where are the steps?
Just straight in front of me.
Am I near them?
Yeah.
Oh, the there. Okay. If what, sorry?
If they called them, but then
we'll find a way. If need be, read the number off one of them and we'll call them. Okay, is that the bottom? Am I off the, on the bottom? Okay, thank you. Nice and gritty. It was Creemfeld, wasn't it, the hotel?
Creemhild,
yeah. Creemhild. Yeah. Gunterstrasse. Yeah. Ooh. Is that snow? Okay. That would be the generous thing to do, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
It would. So where'd we seen that chap before then?
He was on one of the trains. I think he probably came to you and me a couple of
times. Oh, right. Oh, he wasn't... Oh, maybe he was the one who directed me to the toilets on an earlier train. And Chordigan?
There's a bunch of taxis turning at the light. So
is that the correct collective noun for taxis?
A swindle of taxis?
Yes.
A jabber of taxis?
No, I'll go with swindle. Practicing their handbrake turns. Where are we going?
We're going straight into this one.
This one here, okay.
Yep.
Good, good. Okay. Mark, can you hold the cane a sec?
Yeah. Second, I've got my bag off.
All right. It's just I can't one-handedly put it into the boot. Should have gone. No. Okay. Thank you. Where are you, Mark?
Here.
Kane?
Kane, sir.
Brilliant. Should I go around the other side?
You go the other side?
I'll go around there, yeah. Thank you.
In the front, you have more place.
Okay. Brilliant. There. Thank you. Thank you, Shin. Do you have handy money, Mark?
Probably.
Okay.
Give me a second. I have wallets.
Hotel Creemhild, Gunterstrasse, 16.
Gunterstrasse?
Gunterstrasse.
Yeah. What is the name of this hotel?
Creemhild, yes.
Is these are very friendly people.
Oh, good. You okay, Mark?
Yeah.
Good.
So that was Paris to Munich in...
Paris. Well, because then we left at 15:25.
Yep.
So we got in for 7 hours. 7 hours and 20 minutes?
That is more than that, isn't it? 9 hours,
20 minutes.
This street and this hotel is special from Munich, is in the summer. It's the beer garden.
Is it? Oh, right.
Yeah, but this is too cold.
It's too cold, yes.
It's the biggest beer garden from Munich have place for 8,000 people.
8,000, really?
This
wow.
This is the next street from your hotel. They have a nice restaurant, Bavaria restaurant. And this is a very big park, is in,
right.
In this area. And it's very close to the Castle Nymphenburg.
Yes. We'll have to come back in the summer for the beer garden.
Yeah, this time we have 16 Christmas market in Munich.
You've got 16? Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Good. Lots of Glühwein then.
Yeah. And we have one place, this is very close to the residence, to the opera. And
yes.
We have in the residence, we have inside Christmas market. This is an Upper Bavaria beer garden. You can have a hot beer.
Right, okay.
And we have, and the next building on the street before is so the place is on the head office from Siemens, and they have a middle older beer garden. Also, you can have met this special is a sweet honey beer.
Oh, right, okay.
And pork, young pork,
yep.
Grillet, and so is.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, the problem. I think the problem is what is in all towns is too many people.
Yes, yes. No, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Very too popular.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe. I think it starts at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning. I think it's not so much.
Yes, but by the evening.
Later.
Yeah. He wants to stay in bed in the morning, so. He doesn't like getting up.
Yeah, it's late. So the best is,
yeah.
I find the best is you have time for sleep and you start. And
absolutely. So have you had snow recently?
Yeah, but she says the next 2 days she say much warmer.
Right, I see.
She says 7 degrees warm.
Okay.
But this is a little snow. But I see I go in a small street before the station.
Yes.
With a church and this is very freezing.
Really? Okay.
She say when it's come rain. When it's snow, even it's only snow, it's okay. But when it's freezing, it's
yeah, that's the problem.
For you, I think special for you is not really easy.
Absolutely, yes.
You think on the reception is people is here? Well, it's
they, yeah, they said that they will leave the key in a letterbox outside. Because the reception is only open, I think, until 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
But it's a little strong for you when you cannot see.
Oh yeah.
Your room and all.
Yeah. Well. He can see, so we should
see a little more.
Yeah, he can see.
I just can't walk.
I have from my boss a girlfriend. The lady she have started for maybe much more, maybe for 6-7 years, she starts to see on the eyes.
Right.
And she can, in one eye, she don't see, and she have so a camera, so a small.
Yes.
So glasses. And she can more see me this.
Right, okay. So how far is it from the station to the hotel, would you say?
Not so far. Not so far. It's a train.
Yeah.
Because it's a train. This train would go on this street. When you go with the train, you go direct on the train. I think you can go to the Sendling or to the train station you come in.
Yes. Okay.
We are very modern and with electronic. You don't have a navy with speaking?
Don't have a what, sorry?
So a navigator. So
Navigation.
Navigation with what speaking?
Well, theoretically, I could use my phone to do it.
To do it?
My phone speaks. Yes.
This is good.
Yeah.
It's the same with my, when my car, she say you must go in 200 meters.
Yes. Everything speaks now. I always love the fact that you hear on German radio music that you'd never hear normally.
Yes.
Indeed.
We have many, many, as I think, maybe much more, but 80% is all English songs.
Right, yes.
As not but they seem, with English languages.
They seem to like older English music than they play in the UK.
Come from UK?
Yes, I live in London. And came from London this morning by train.
Oh!
All the way.
So this was, you say, you drive 9 hours?
We took the train to Paris.
Mm-hmm. To Paris? You must go from London to Paris?
Yeah, we went from London to Paris, and then it should have been one train from Paris to Munich.
Oh my God.
But the train had a problem, and we had to change onto another train to go to Stuttgart, and then another train from Stuttgart to Munich. So it's taken...
I think I don't like this.
No. So we were 3 hours late, I think.
Yeah.
So look at, we go... When the train go here, the next station... No, this station, the next station. We have a bridge on the left side, is the castle.
Right.
And we go left side the street, and you go straight, and you come to the restaurant, to the beer garden.
Oh, right, okay.
They have a nice Bavaria restaurant. But I think, how many days you come to Munich?
Oh, not long enough. Only 3 days.
3 days? No, yeah. I think you start with Christmas market.
I expect so. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm. But in London, the people is crazy. They drink by the Christmas market. As they start there for more years with German markets, the English people like Christmas market.
Yes, yes.
But they have, but you don't drink white beer. Yeah, so the English people, they drink too much. The Scandinavian people is the same. They drink too much. And this is
true.
This is on the alcohol is not so expensive for this.
Yes.
What is in here?
Yes.
So I must here is it.
Alright.
So here's a step.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, is 13:30, please?
I'll let him look after the money.
The finance,
Mister.
I think you can start. You can. I bring your luggage to the door, and you can go to the step.
Sure. Okay. Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. This five back.
Yes.
Five back. Ooh.
brings the first one.
Okay.
So you go with me. Look at it.
Over here?
It's not free.
Yep.
Oh, here's the step and here's...
All right, fine.
Here's you can keep your hands.
Perfect.
I don't know who it is. You say.
Yeah, there should be a box, apparently.
Does she have a
night clock? Yeah. Are you okay, Mark?
Hmm.
Yeah, they said there should be a box of some
maybe
kind.
Maybe keep reading, maybe. I think I don't
okay.
see a box.
Okay.
This is for the newspaper.
I think that.
Maybe it's a key here?
I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
I open for you.
Thank you.
So this is your key.
Shall I take that?
Give you.
Perfect, thank you.
So.
Are you okay, Mark?
Yeah.
So I hope you finally have a good time in Munich.
Yes.
Thank you very,
thank
much.
You very much.
You've been very kind.
So I keep this paper here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Vielen Dank. You got your bag?
Yes.
Splendid.
Oh, I have to put them on, but yes.
Is there a piece of paper to say what room number it is? Was it on the key?
Let me see, 105.
105, okay. What did she put over here? Did she put something down over here?
Just she wrote it on the envelope.
All right, fine. There wasn't anything else in the envelope, letter or note or anything. Fine. Just checking. Alright, fine. Johnny Richard's very nice.
She was.
Right.
Oh, she's very good English.
Yeah. Well, she's speaking very fast at the end. Right, any idea which way? You go first, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's try that one.
Because I'm trying to work out whether it's on this or...
Well, one would suggest up, I would have thought.
Okay.
I my guess, I don't know.
Let's see. Yeah. Right.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Make a change.
Because they actually have a Eggeslosser or is it Eggeslosser ground?
Sorry? Eggeslosser.
It's ground, isn't it?
If you say
they
so.
They have an E rather than one.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
One and nine, so we're going left.
Okay, I'll follow you. I don't know, hang on, can I have a look again? The other way, maybe.
In terms of,
let me have a go.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
I don't know.
So there should be a double bed and a sofa bed.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, it's... Yes, it is a double bed. Two mattresses on a single headboard and frame.
Yeah, right. But there is a...
And there is a
sofa bed, yeah. Is that door shut?
No.
Where is it?
Sorry,
I'm sorry, yeah, you're
going out. Okay. Should I take the key? Okay, give me a second.
Someone's about. No, it's alright, I just want to make sure that we know where things are. Lots of things in your pocket, Mr. Rogers. And lots of things appear out of them. Ah, we made it. Hidden bank. Is there a fridge? Is there any beer in it? I could be tempted. Is there a price list?
€2.
Yep, seems alright.
Yeah. Bad.
Fine, I might have a beer.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you want one?
Yeah, please. Is there somewhere to sort of note it down, so we, or do we just tell them, do you think?
Yes. There you go. Please note your drink and give the note to reception. Departure.
Fine.
There you go.
Simple. Well, you probably ought to fit it in, by the way. Might have difficulty seeing it, possibly.
Yes. Okay.
It's all right. Sorry. Sorry.
Do you want a beer?
I'd love a beer. I can't tell you how much I would love a beer. Well, I probably could tell you, to be honest, but... So they are two separate beds.
We have the same bed headboard and frame.
I see.
And then you've got two mattresses.
Gosh, I've ended up paying for a room, or we've ended up paying for a room for three.
Yes.
When they could have actually just done a room for two.
Well,
complicated business.
Slightly tempted to move the pillow over to the second bed and just sleep there, given that it is one mattress. And
yeah, fine.
Anyway, yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
Way, wasn't it, really?
That was. It would have been shorter had, whatever happened, not happened.
Yeah, whatever happened, that they never told us what happened.
Yes.
Happened, apart from the fact that the train was severely damaged.
Yeah.
I like the use of the word severely.
Yes.
Quite a nice bathroom. Splendid.
Right.
Oh. I suppose I should check out the Wi-Fi. Or will Mark kill me? I said I should check out the Wi-Fi. I was waiting for you to groan.
No, I'm fine.
Are you not? Yeah, it is nice. It's very nice. Yeah. We've got beer. What do we need kettles for? Are there any lights on this side anywhere?
Yeah, you got a light above the bed. There's a thing on the bedside, I think. There's a light switch on the bedside, on the headboard.
There. There, this one. That's right. Oh. You didn't want to get this beer, did you?
No.
No, okay.
I will join you in the beer, obviously, but yeah. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You okay if I grab this bed then?
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Ooh. Blankets, good.
You should need them.
Although, actually, it feels pretty warm in here.
Yeah. I think they're not bad on the heating.
I'm glad you spotted the newspaper box, because I was slightly worried that she was going to press the night porter's bell. I was thinking, that's not going to be a good start if we wake somebody up.
Says he went and told them, yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't really too far, was it? I mean, you wouldn't want to walk it, but it's...
No, it's doable. And the metro stop, you know, as you said.
Yeah.
Right there, so...
How much was it? Was it €6, €7, if you said?
No.
What? No, the fare. How much did it cost?
13.
Oh, 13. That's night fare, obviously, isn't it? And past midnight at that.
I don't really understand. It was 4:10 on the thingy, so there must be tax all night fare on it.
Or additional for bags or something.
I mean, she obviously
wasn't going to do that. No.
And I gave
her 15. Yeah, good, fine. I thought I probably didn't need to suggest to you how to tip taxi drivers.
No.
being something of an expert on this. Right, okay, well, I think this can be the end of my audio booing for today. I've recorded our, let's do a very quick recap on the day, shall we? The day began a very, very long time ago.
Yeah, well, 10 to 5.
And that all went fairly well, didn't it, going to St Pancras and
very
good customer services at St Pancras. They used their initiative, various people helped us through, took us in front of the queue. Well, I suppose the French can't help it, really.
I know, I don't think they can either.
And they were good on the... And the one on the platform was quite funny.
What?
The woman on the platform was quite funny. Oh, is that the one you meant? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she was quite funny. I like the fact that she was slightly worried about being carried away to Paris.
Yes. Well, there's worse places to be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like
indeed. So that was good. Lunchtime, the first place that we tried to go to was apparently full.
Well, I think
you think it was full?
I think also his English was not...
Yeah, I just thought he was a little bit rude, you know. He says that and then he turns his back on us and walks away.
I just wonder if he had any English other than that. Right?
But he could have maybe held the door whilst he went out or something. I just thought it was a bit rude.
No, it was, and the other ones were much more...
Oh, they were brilliant in the other place and so efficient, incredibly efficient.
They were running around like you asked. Right.
And the... my lamb was very tender and very nice, and we...
And so was my chicken. My chicken actually tasted something which is not chicken.
Well, it didn't just taste like chicken.
Well, it tasted like chicken, but more so, I think.
Yeah. So that was that. And then we got on the TGV, and that worked okay in the end at the station, didn't it? It was a bit bit confusing, but found the train and
had I not tried to confuse
back now. It would have been fine, yeah. And it was very comfortable on the TGV. And it would have been wonderful had it gone all the way to Munich. And then something happened. They spent a long time telling us not to open the doors. Whatever we did, don't open the doors.
Yes, just stay indoors. Everything fine, be calm, but don't open the doors.
They were telling the German and French speakers a little more than they were telling us, I think.
I think they were. I'm not sure whether they actually told them what happened.
No, I don't think they did, but yeah.
Just and we announcement.
And we weren't sure whether they said that the train was severely damaged. That was the word they used. We weren't sure whether it was an object or a person or what.
I think.
Do you think?
I would have said we hit something, other than the fact we didn't feel anything.
Yeah, we didn't feel a thing. Yeah. And there wasn't any sudden braking or anything.
Because there was a couple of trailers going out. I'm not sure why you would bring a trailer down.
Yeah.
But
it was all a little bit odd, wasn't it, really?
It was very odd. But then I've never been on a train that hit. I'm pretty sure we hit someone, whether it was somebody in a vehicle or somebody on, But I've never been in a train that's done that, so I don't know what the actual procedure generally is.
Yeah, I'm surprised they could move the train that relatively quickly. I mean, we were there 2 hours, weren't we?
Yeah, but the thing is, I suppose, especially with a TGV train, you get so many connections.
Yeah, yeah.
You completely screw up the journey.
And so long as the police are happy that there's nothing suspicious, then they'll just let it go, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether. Yeah. What are you saying?
I've got 2 minutes left on this recording, so.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
All right. No, it's fine. Highlight of the day.
Highlight of the day? The meal, probably.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
And the room, which is quite nice.
Yeah, the room's really good. I think highlight of the day is probably for me getting here and having a beer.
Yeah, it's okay. I can buy that.
It's been a long day.
I'll ask about the kettle. Coming
back there is bad. Yeah, no, I'm all for us obtaining a kettle. And tea.
Yes.
We'll get the kettle first, and then we'll cover off the Earl Grey.
I can buy some tea for God's sake.
Yeah.
It's not an issue, but I wouldn't mind a kettle.
It's really good. And
he was very upset that he didn't know where the kettle was in my head.
It's too hot there for kettles. I imagine. Right, we have about a minute left on this recording. What do you want to do with it?
Should we just say that, Stuttgart, lovely, from a train station, or 10 minutes, or a bit of a blur?
Yeah, the station was a bit grotty, wasn't it?
Station, yeah, although it had a really weird kind of faux Gothic arch.
Did it?
You didn't see in the bit we ran past,
yeah,
was the main exit, or the middle exit.
Oh, right. Are we?
And they had a what looked like a faux Gothic arch there, which was slightly odd, considering the rest of the station. And yes, that was great. I mean, the ice trains were very comfortable.
It was, yeah. Although, actually, I think I probably rated the TGV better in the end. But.
Well, yes, and TGV had toilets, which is always helpful.
Well, so did the ICE, but.
Yeah, but. DDB had toilets.